verse 7, so that you lack no spiritual gift. A significant question arises here. Those who had been rich in every way, to the point where they lacked no spiritual gift, could they be considered carnal? For if they were such at the start, then surely they are now. So why does he label them as carnal? As he states, I could not address you as people who live according to the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly. So what should we conclude? That they initially believed and acquired all gifts, but later slackened in their vigor? Or if they not, then not all of the things are addressed to everyone, but one to those who were open to his criticisms, the other to those praiseworthy of his compliments. For the fact that they had gifts, every one of you, he states, has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. And two or three prophets should speak. We might interpret it somewhat differently, considering that as we commonly refer to the majority as the whole, so too he has spoken here. Together with this, I believe he suggests his own actions, for he displayed signs as well, as he says in the second letter to them, the things that mark an apostle, signs, wonders, and miracles, were done among you with great perseverance. And again, for what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches?